Welcome to the Period Besties podcast with Stasha and Katie. Think About It is chatting with your best friends about all the TMI stuff you've never talked about before with two period coaches who've been helping hormones collectively for over 20 years now. I'm Stasha.
And I'm Katie, and we're pulling back the curtain on what it's like in the world of menstrual coaching. From puberty to menopause and everything in between, we're here to show you how period coaching can save the day. We'll share practical tips and information you can put to immediate use to improve your hormones and happiness.
We're removing the mystery, ending the taboo, and shining a light on just how powerful period coaching can be.
So whether you need period coaching or are considering becoming a period coach yourself, these episodes are going to help you. We'll share stories, coach live on air, and bring smart, savvy guests to share their wisdom too. Let's start today's episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Period Besties podcast. Today, we're going to take you on a little bit of a journey. We're going to talk about the entire scope of period coaching, from endometriosis to fertility to thyroid to just having cramps. We're going to talk about all the different ways that a period coach can actually support you through, I like to say, all of our different hormonal life stages. So, Stasha, kick us off. What do we want to talk about first?
Oh, my goodness. So, period coaching is an enormous umbrella, right? We're talking puberty, preparation, knowing what to look for, what to expect, what could be happening, right? Oftentimes we get those first periods and immediately you get put on birth control because they're quote unquote irregular cycles. That's the thing right there. You know, what is the definition of an irregular cycle? Do you actually have an irregular cycle, or are you actually quite regular, but just because we have this idea that your period is supposed to come every 28 days like clockwork and there's no exception to the rule? Obviously no, but like, right, irregular cycles all the way through those fertile years and everything that can go wrong in between to perimenopause, menopause, and then the menstrual cycle is attached to everything, right? So is your personal trainer menstrual cycle informed, or are they having you push even harder on the day before your period when you're ready to just die and it actually is terrible for your hormones? Are you eating for your hormones? Are you working with your hormones? Are you, right? All of these things, you're in corporate, right? So how do you work in corporate and still support your menstrual cycle?
Yeah, it's huge. And it's super challenging too, because we all are having different experiences, right? Like, I remember my first job in New York City, my boss was going through perimenopause, like late, almost menopause. And so I was 23. I was having my own set of hormonal changes, right? My period was still getting regular at that point. And my boss, who I was working for, was also going through a totally different life stage with hormones and having hot flashes. And she would joke every day, because I'd be like outside the office door, so cold, like blanket, space heater, and she had all of her windows open and was having hot flashes, right? So it's really one of those things where we want to take a closer look at, no matter where you are and no matter what you're going through, it is normal.
Yeah.
You know, what's not normal is kind of being forced into this box where you, like you said, you're showing up even though you're not, maybe you have severe cramps, maybe you have more than that, you have endometriosis and you literally can't move, and you're still expected to kind of perform and show up and be part of whatever is going on with work or your family and life and such.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I was kind of inspired for this episode by a troll on the internets who one time told me, I know how to have a period. Like, I don't need a period coach. I know how to bleed. And I was like, amazing. I love that you understand your menstrual phase of their cycle. Now, how do you support your hormones in your follicular phase, your ovulation phase, and your luteal phase? To which she was like, I don't even know what those are. And I was like, okay, so those are distinct hormonal changes. There's different hormones in those different phases doing different things, and they need love and support so that they're working optimally, so that you feel optimally in those phases. So do you know the phases of your menstrual cycle, what those hormones are doing in those phases, what they're supposed to be doing in those phases, and how to take care of them properly so that you're working with your cycle and your cycle is working with you? It is a relationship. It's not a one-sided dictatorship. It is 100% a relationship back and forth between your cycle and your life. And what are you working with your life and your cycle together on team you? So that was just like, you know, I didn't hear, you know, then I, well, but you're not a doctor. Well, no, but your doctor probably doesn't know the four phases of the cycle either. So maybe working with the coaches, the in between, where your doctor probably doesn't know, and but we do. So how are you using those things? But then, you know, do you have heavy bleeding? Do you have, right? We talk about painful cramps. Are you not sleeping properly at certain points in your cycle? Right? That happens a lot where you're like, oh, I feel like I sleep really well, but then 1 week out of the month, I can't sleep for, you know, anything. So what's that about? Right? We talked about food, but also PMDD, or, you know, AKA PMS on steroids, right? So there, do you know the four different kinds of heavy bleeding? Do you know the four different kinds of PCOS?
Yeah.
You know, maybe your doctor said you have PCOS, but that's it. What kind of PCOS do you have?
Yeah. And what did they actually test? What did they actually look at? I mean, and in just my own personal journey of, you know, fertility and having miscarriages and trying to kind of figure out like, well, why? And it was like, well, you don't need to know why, like just keep trying. It's like, well, obviously something is off. So let's take a deeper look and finding out that I had hypothyroidism, you know, and being like, well, that's a big piece of the puzzle. And so many women, oh my goodness, I feel like more than half of the women that have reached out to me lately are being diagnosed with thyroid conditions. Like, that's also something that is on the uprise. That's very alarming. I feel like that so many women are having that happen. I kind of know why, like we both know why, what's going on. Like, you know, we kind of, but it's also very alarming that this is happening to more and more women. But it's really one of those things that when we're thinking about the scope of period coaching, it's just like, whatever life stage I was in, I was always the patient of being like, well, why? Like, why is this happening? What is going on? What other tests can we do? What other things? How can I support myself? And unfortunately, most of the doctors I've worked with were never really asking me about my diet. Right. And my lifestyle. And when you actually dig in, every phase of your hormonal life cycle, right, is based on how you're nourishing your body.
Absolutely. And right, and then speaking of thyroid, right, do you have hypothyroid and PCOS? Do you have diabetes and, right? So like you could even look at the period coaching umbrella as, you know, are you running a business with endo? Are you diabetic with PCOS? All right. So there's even like combinations there that fall under that umbrella where you can get even more niche and specific. But I do have like, I have a period coaching school graduate who has MS and PMDD. Do you have an autoimmune issue and PMDD? I'm going to send you to Jane. Like, right? Because these things come in combinations as well. So what kind of combinations are going on? What's happening? Do you have a goal, right? Are you attempting to write a book with your cycle? You know, these kinds of things. So there's just so many different combinations because your menstrual cycle has an effect on everything that when you're talking about how can I optimize, right? How can I be more optimized? How can I be more productive? How can I, all of these things that we, you know, are pressuring ourselves to do in life, are you taking your cycle into account? Even just like, are you arranging the play dates with the kids with your cycle? Are you saying like, hey, let's have the kids over to my house when I'm in follicular and ovulation? And then saying, oh, you know what? Maybe you can host next week because I'm going to have my period and I would just like to nap.
No, definitely. And I think that's the first thing when I was really in my early 20s, like anytime I got my period, I would like put on the calendar, like before kind of tracking, people were talking about tracking. And I swear, I look back and I was like, oops, that's why we had that fight. Oh, that's what was going on. That's why I wanted to quit my job. Even just planning like social, being social or webinars or when to work with clients. And, you know, what I think is really cool too is like, well, when do you feel your best? Like ovulation, right? Like that's your time where you feel like sexiest. That's when you should go try on new jeans. Like do not try on new jeans right before you get your period. Like, come on, ladies. Like, don't even try. Like, I tell my clients this all the time. And I think when we really start working with our hormones and understanding, because this is a big piece of information that, like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And a lot of my clients that are going through perimenopause are like, whoa, I'm being educated on, like, everything all at once. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of them have been on the pill for like 20 something years too. So not being like connected to our natural rhythm of our bodies obviously shifts and changes a lot of different things as well too. So we talk a lot about like birth control, how that affects your body, your hormones for not only where you are right now, but like in the future too. And I think that's something that we will definitely be talking about a lot about in this podcast.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's right there is like a three-part program. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and like you said, you know, perimenopause is relearning everything all over again. It's, you can really talk about any aspect of life and are you optimizing it with your cycle? And, you know, do you want to come off of birth control? Do you have a coming off of birth control period coach? Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, my niece got married recently and she texted me, I'm coming off the birth control. What do I do? And I was like, yeah, you asked a question.
That's amazing. I love it.
It was amazing. I felt really like chuffed for a moment there. I was very happy. But yeah. So I hope that this kind of blew your mind a little bit to anyone who's listening and made you potentially rethink what period coaching is. Well, yeah, we could be just talking about period products. We also are talking about the whole menstrual cycle and every life stage and age in between, and then how it affects everything from there on out in every combination, health, wellness, lifestyle. Everything relates back to the menstrual cycle. One of my favorite things to do when I'm speaking on stage, if I have time for Q&A at the end, is to tell people my superpower is making anything in flow. Give me a topic and I will tell you how to do it with your cycle.
Yeah, I love that.
Give me a topic and I'll tell you how to do it with your cycle. Slide into my DMs.
And, you know, really just learning on a deeper connection to your body and just working with your body. I think for so much of our lives, we feel disconnected from our body. So it's really about being really deeply connected, understanding that we're not just small men, right? I've heard that many times over the years. I think like as women, we just want to know why.
Yeah.
I always just want to know why. And I think when we understand that, it just makes us feel more whole. At least it does for me when I just like understand like, oh, yes, please don't bother me tomorrow. Why? I'm getting my period. Oh, okay. And having these different conversations with myself and then with people that like directly are impacted, the people that live in my house.
I think that's such a really well stated way, feeling whole. I felt the exact same way. Once I understood my cycle, once I understood my hormones, once I understood what was supposed to be happening and what wasn't happening and working with that, my whole life got so much easier. Every decision got 1,000 times easier because it was just like, okay, well, what phase of my cycle am I going to be in? Yes or no? Party, I'll be in follicular, 100% RSVPing, yes, I'll be there. Because that's about right when I'm going to get my period, and I'm probably not going to really want to do anything. I'm probably going to be in self-care mode. But like What candles do I want to light in the house? What scent do I want around me? What music do I want to listen to? What food do I want to eat? Everything was so much easier because mm-hmm. I was just like, oh yeah, well, this is the phase I'm in. So obviously I'm going to go for this. Like, yeah, it just, everything felt so much more whole, so much more complete, so much easier. I love how you said that.
Yeah. And I love that too. I think we're here to help you all make your life easier.
Yeah.
By working with your body. So I hope this was really helpful. We are so excited to jump into deeper topics with you all. So if there is anything specific that we did talk about today, or maybe we didn't mention today, like we didn't even go into postpartum, send us a DM, email, like let us know what you want us to dive into more. Because as you can tell, period coaching is so big, it would take us an hour to talk about it all. So join us for future episodes. And thanks for joining us today. And we will see you soon.
Bye for now. A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors for today's episode, Period Coaching School and Katie Bresek Wellness.
Thanks to you, our favorite bestie, for listening to the Period Besties podcast, where no topic is TMI. And of course, share this episode with your besties.
Remember to leave us a 5-star review, nothing less than the best for us besties, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on Instagram at Stasha Washburn and at Katie Bresak, or email us at periodbestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out more about us at katiebresak.com and periodcoachingschool.com. And of course, check the show notes for free goodies and extras that support this episode.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now, besties.